Today, featuring the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a chapter-by-chapter, verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues his message, Saved by Faith, as we pick up in Romans chapter 10, verse 5. And now, with today's study, here's Pastor Chuck.
Moses described the righteousness which is of the law. He said that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks like this. Don't say in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring Christ again from the dead? But what does it say? The righteousness which is of faith, what does it say to us? It says this. The word is close to you. It is even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Lord, and will believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hey, you see how simple God has made it? Man seeks to complicate it. Man goes back to the righteousness of works. If you will go around and knock on 100 doors a day and peddle the magazines and wake people up, continue this faithfully, you will be saved. If you crawl on your knees for 5 miles to kiss the statue, you can be spared several days of purgatory. Man complicates the issues. Now, our flesh likes the complications because I would like to take some credit and receive some glory for salvation. I'd like to boast about what I've done, the dangers that I've braved for God, the sacrifices that I have made, the dedication that took me through those dark, dank, smelly, dangerous swamps. But there's no place for boasting, neither now or eternally. When we get to heaven and when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, for Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left its crimson stain, but he washed me white as snow. Where then is boasting, Paul said? It's eliminated. By keeping the law? No. If I could be saved by keeping the law, then that encourages boasting. But it's eliminated because I am saved just through simple faith in Jesus Christ. Salvation is so close to every one of you tonight. If you will just confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord, just say it, Jesus is my Lord. And believe in your heart that God did raise him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's close to you. It's even as close as your mouth. Salvation isn't something far off, difficult to attain. Let's all, you know, get our climbing ropes and let's climb into heaven and let's bring the Messiah down. Or let's put on our asbestos suits and descend into hell and bring the Messiah back from the grave. Do some great, brave, wonderful, marvelous thing. No. Salvation isn't way off in heaven someplace. It's close to you, as close as your mouth. Confess Jesus Christ as Lord. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Quite a statement for Paul, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, to make. No difference between the Jew and the Greek. That is, as far as salvation is concerned, it's as equally simple to the Jew as it is to the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, it is interesting that this follows Paul's declaration about how God will have mercy upon whom he will have mercy and harden those whom he will harden. And he speaks of the sovereignty of God having elected that, it might stand by election. But now he turns around and says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, when you call upon the name of the Lord, God doesn't go down the list and say, let's see, is he one of those that we elected? I'm sorry, your name is not on the list. No? You see, this opens the door to every man, no matter who you are. Predestined or not, elected or not, chosen or not, whoever you are, God's promise to you is that if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. You say, well, I can't reconcile that with, God's divine election and anybody being able to call. Well, I can't either, but God didn't call me to reconcile it. He just called me to believe it. I tried to reconcile it for years until I was into such mental gymnastics, I was worn out. And one day I was in my office studying Romans here, and I just was so upset, I put my Bible down and I said, God, I can't reconcile it. And I walked out of the room. I was mad because I've been trying so long to tie the ends together. And as I was walking out of the room, God said, hey, I didn't ask you to reconcile it. I only asked you to believe it. So, I believe it. I believe that whoever you are, chosen or not, predestined or not, if you'll call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. That's God's promise. So we have the divine sovereignty of God, but we also have the human responsibility of man, and you will not be saved unless you do call upon the name of the Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So there's the balance. Never lose the balance. If you get out on the extreme, and unfortunately some people do, they get so extreme in the election, predestination and all, they get so extreme that there are some churches that will not put a scripture on the board out in front, lest some sinner who has not been elected might walk by and believe in Jesus Christ and get saved when he wasn't predestined to do so. Don't get extreme. If you get extreme on the Calvinistic side and in this election and predestination, then you've lost the center of truth. Truth lies in the center between extremes. Yes, God is sovereign. Yes, God has chosen and elected and predestined. Yes, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They're both true. Though you can't reconcile them, they're both true. And tonight, whoever you might be, salvation is so close to you. All you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord, and you will be saved. But, interesting question, how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they be sent? And here now we have the basis for missionary activity by the church. Having received, having heard, having known the grace of God through Jesus Christ, we are now obligated to let the world know of that same grace. I have a very good friend, Keith Erickson, whom I love in the Lord. He and his wife, Adrian, beautiful people. I've had Bible studies in their home in Santa Monica. Keith was by here the other day. And I heard Keith giving his testimony on television the other night. And he said that living here in Southern California, going to UCLA and all, he was 24 years old before he ever heard about Jesus Christ. No one had ever witnessed to him. Now, there's a tremendous failure someplace of getting the message out. For how can they call on him who they don't believe in? And how can they believe in him unless they hear about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone preached to them or proclaimed to them the truth? And how can they proclaim it unless they've been sent? And so the basis for missions, having heard, having believed, having known, we are now responsible to send those to tell others of this glorious salvation and righteousness that God has offered to all man, Jew and Greek, who will just simply believe on his Son, Jesus Christ. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Oh, I love that phrase. That's why I love the ministry so much. Because I have the privilege to bring to men glad tidings of good things. Now, you won't get that on television, nor will you get that in your evening newspaper, watching the news or reading Time magazine. You won't get glad tidings of good things. You'll get the forebodings of this world with all of its problems. But oh, thank God, we have a message to tell to the nations. A message of peace and of light. Glad tidings of good things. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but can know the eternal life of God and the glory of God's eternal kingdom, and can share as children of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, kings and priests, in that glorious age that is coming. Glad tidings of good things. But not all who hear obey. They have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith must come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So a person cannot believe unless they hear. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It is through the word of God that we come to know God. Knowing God, we come to believe and trust in God. The word of God is essential for the development of faith within my heart. Many times people say, oh, I wish I had more faith. And I think that oftentimes we almost insult God by our lack of faith. I've heard people pray, oh Lord, help me to believe, Lord, just help me to believe. I wonder what my response would be if I came home in the evening and said, honey, decided to take you out for dinner tonight. Thought we'd go out and get prime rib. And she'd say, oh, help me to believe you, Chuck. Just help me to believe you, you know. And make me wonder what kind of a character am I that she's having such a hard time believing me, you know? And yet how many times we take the promises of God, oh, God, just help me to believe now. Help me to believe, Lord. But faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. We are told in Jude that one of the ways by which we keep ourselves in that place of blessing, the blessings of God's love, is building up ourselves in the most holy faith. And of course, the way we build ourselves up in the most holy faith is through the word. You see, it's hard to trust somebody you don't know. And when a person comes up to me and says, oh, I have the hardest time trusting God, what they are really saying is, I really don't know God very well. Because if you know God well, you'll have no problem trusting him at all. Now, how can you know him? Through his word, for he has revealed himself to us. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If you want your faith increased, study the word of God. But I say, Paul said, have they not heard? Oh, yes, very true. For their sound went out into all the earth and their words to the ends of the world. Yes, they did hear. The story of Jesus Christ passed through all of the Jewish communities around the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. God sought by his work among the Gentiles the pouring out of his grace and love and blessings to provoke to jealousy the Jew, so that the Jew will seek after God through Jesus Christ. When they see the way God has blessed the Christian believer and their love for God and their love for the Lord Jesus Christ, that they'll be provoked to jealousy. When they see the Gentile receiving the covenants and the grace and the blessings and the glory of God. As we were studying the book of Romans recently, I sought to illustrate this by this beautiful, sharp, darling little granddaughter of mine, who I love so greatly, as I do all my grandchildren. But this one is a special little angel. And she gives me the worst time. Because she knows how totally she has me wrapped around her little finger. She takes advantage of it. And gives me a bad time. Because she's totally independent when it comes to Grandpa. She loves to play her little independent games. So, I have found that by my making over my other grandchildren, she'll come elbowing her way in to get close to Grandpa. So, when the other grandkids come over, I make a big to-do over them. You know, exaggerated. Oh, come over here and sit on Grandpa's lap. Oh, how nice you look today. Let me hold you and all. And boy, she comes elbowing her way in and she's going to get right there next to Grandpa. And I love it because I'm crazy about this little doll. But it's necessary for me to get her close to me to provoke her to jealousy. Now, that's exactly what God is seeking to do with the Jews. He still loves the Jews. Independent, as far as God's way of righteousness and all, you know, but God still loves them. And thus, he blesses you and says, oh, come and receive the kingdom and into the joys and the blessings and all. And all the while, he's wanting the Jews to come elbowing, which is a trait for them anyhow, you know. To come on in and get close. So Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that were not my people. and by the foolish nations I will anger you. But Isaiah was very bold, and he said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But unto Israel he said, all day long I've stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. So God's grace and mercy extended towards the Gentiles. But still, all day long, his hand stretched out to the Jew who refused to come God's way through Jesus Christ. Does that mean that God then is through with the Jew forever? No, we'll find out as we move into chapter 11 that he still has a plan whereby he is going to bring salvation to the Jew.
Looking to build a stronger home or encourage someone else to do the same? The Word for Today is excited to offer the Marriage and Family MP3 series, a powerful collection of teachings from Pastor Chuck Smith, filled with biblical wisdom and real-life encouragement. In this series, Pastor Chuck shares God's timeless truth for relationships, covering the blessings of both personal and marital life, as well as scriptural roles of husbands and wives. You'll hear messages like the husband's role, the wife's role, sweetening up a sour relationship, training our children, and more. Whether you're newly married, raising kids, or simply wanting to invest in your relationships, this series is for you. And it's a great gift for family members or friends who could use a little extra encouragement in their home life. Order the Marriage and Family MP3 series today at twft.com or call 1-800-272-9673. That's 1-800-272-WORD.
May the Lord be with you, and may the blessings of the Lord surround your life as you walk with Him. May you experience the joys of His power, of His presence, and of His glory as God day by day showers you with His goodness and with His love. May you begin to experience greater victory in your walk with Jesus Christ as you yield yourself to that touch of God and as He molds and shapes you into that person He wants you to be, as He conforms you into the image of Jesus Christ. And so may God bless you, and may God work in your life this week in a very special way. And may faith be increased as you study His Word.
We'll return with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Romans on our next broadcast as Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible, and we do hope you'll make plans to join us. This message has been provided to you by the generous supporters of the Word for Today. For additional information about how you can support this ministry, please visit us online at thewordfortoday.org. There you'll find free message downloads from Pastor Chuck, as well as links to our podcast and other resources to help you grow in your Christian walk. You can also call us at 1-800-272-9673, or you can order a physical copy of today's message by mentioning Romans 10. Again, that phone number is 1-800-272-9673. Our office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. Join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today.
Little country church on the edge of town. People coming every day from miles around, for meetings and for Sunday school. And it's very plain to see, it's not the way.
This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.